Now, to a greater or lesser extent, we each have a plan for how things should go. What's good, what makes sense, what's perfect. But some of us, well, some of us can take that just a bit too far. In fact, way too far. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I have a confession to make. My natural disposition is to be a perfectionist. Now, that's something of a double-edged sword. It's great to set high standards and to strive to achieve things. That's a good thing. But perfectionists can be a real pain in the neck because they impose their view of what's perfect on everybody else. They become enforcers of what they think is right. My favourite saying used to be, it's so hard to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys. You don't build relationships with that sort of an attitude. You don't build teams. You don't tap into the creativity and the genius of other people to achieve things that you could never have achieved on your own. In fact, quite the opposite. Perfectionists can become so focused on getting it right, getting everything right 100% of the time, that they completely miss the point. Matthew chapter 23, verses 23 and 24. It will be bad for you teachers of the law and you Pharisees. You hypocrites! You give God a tenth of the food that you get, even your mint and dill and cumin, but you don't obey the really important teachings of the law, being fair, showing mercy, being faithful. These are the things that you should do, and you should also continue to do the other things. You guide the people, but you're blind. Think about a man picking a little fly out of his drink and then swallowing a camel. You're like that. Perfectionism. It doesn't work. Being fair, showing mercy, and being faithful do. These are the things that you should do. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such power in the word of God to set us free from our own foibles and weaknesses, the things that end up ruining our lives. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.